Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, here we go. Hour 3, breaking news. It's the Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. So, Sean Payton, it was kind of vague, kind of open-ended, stepping down as coach of the Saints. Will he go into television? Will he retire? He's newly married. Maybe he wants a year off. I mean, listen, he's a smart guy. He's watching. This is the wake I talked about. Joy Taylor's joining me. This is what I talked about. When you watch Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes on Sunday Night Football, Sean Payton's smart. He looks at that and is like, what am I doing here? I got a mess of a quarterback room. I got Taysom Hill. I got Jameis Winston. Come on. You're not going anywhere with that group. You're not going anywhere with that group. And Sean Payton's like, I'm rich. I got my ring. I got my legacy. I'm out. I don't blame him. That is what I talked about, the wake of Mahomes and Josh Allen. I had multiple people in the NFL. It was discouraging. If you don't have a Burrow, a Herbert, a Stafford, a Rodgers, Russell. Like, you're waking up this morning thinking, hell, I can't compete for a championship, and I love my job. In Indianapolis, Chris Ballard is as good a GM as the league has. Frank Reich is excellent. Jim Irsay is furious with everybody in Indianapolis, and Carson Wentz is pretty good. He's not good enough, and
I think
the owners...
It started at the beginning of the weekend with Joe Burrow. Ryan Tannehill and the Tennessee Titans have everything you could possibly need. Everything is in place, including a bye. Joe Burrow, it's just better.
So it's very interesting. So Sean Payton has a home in Dallas, used to be on the Cowboys staff, has relationships there, spends a lot of time there. Jerry loves him. I think that would be the number one choice. Dallas has a good roster. Now, Sean Payton has 3 years left on his contract. So the Cowboys would have to trade to get him. But they've got a lot of good pieces. By the way, now that Michael Thomas, you don't know what you're getting? Amari Cooper. He played in Alabama in the South. You know, Amari Cooper would be a piece you could move. Sean Payton, CeeDee Lamb, you'd probably keep now the tight end. He elevates all your offensive pieces. They don't know in New Orleans. The Michael Thomas situation, I was told this by somebody inside the Saints organization a year ago in an airplane. It is a mess. It is a mess. And Sean Payton doesn't have a quarterback. His star wide receiver's not right. They're not right. Remember, he voiced concern publicly. You go to Dallas. Dallas says, we'll give you Amari Cooper. We'll give you this. We'll give you that. So Dallas has a good enough roster to make trades. They're not going to give you Zach Martin. and they're not going to give you Dak. And they're not going to give you Trayvon Diggs or Micah Parsons. Everything else I'd put on the table. I mean, there's about four guys I'm not moving. And I think Dallas fits. I think they have the pieces. Listen, I've always said, I like Dak Prescott. I like him. To me, he's like a B-plus quarterback. Sean Payton's the kind of guy that can take a quarterback like Dak and move him a half a grade. He's not going to turn Dak from B to A-plus. But can he take back Dak this year from B to B-plus to A-minus in that A class? Absolutely. There's absolutely no question. So, I mean, listen, Brian Daboll, look what he did with Josh Allen. So, don't kid yourself. When you get a good quarterback, Dak is certainly good, and you give him a great coach, that's the game changer. That's the jet fuel. So, Dallas makes a ton of sense, but they'd have to trade for him. Again, they've drafted well. They've got a good roster. Outside of about four guys, there's a lot of guys I'd move. Also, it's an easy division. I mean, seriously, Sean's go. I got Brady for two more years with my quarterbacks, or I go into this division and it's Daniel Jones. That's a pretty attractive space. So now some could say the Seahawks, but it sounds like Pete Carroll and John Snyder are arm in arm. So that's not going to be available. I'll be honest with you. I think the Raiders job is interesting. So here, remember, Mark Davis, owner of the Raiders, he likes splashy hires. Sean Payton is splashy. Jim Harbaugh is splashy. Harbaugh tends to be a little bit more wanting control of personnel. Davis maybe not interested in that. I think Sean Payton has worked with Jeff Ireland and Mickey Loomis. I think Sean would give over personnel easy. You know, Jim has done this college thing where he controls all personnel. Jim had real fights in San Francisco with Trent Baalke over personnel. So that's maybe something that Peyton is more attracted than Jim Harbaugh if you're Mark Davis. That's just my opinion. I think the Raiders would be very attractive. And again, Rich Bisaccia is loved by Derek Carr. Okay. So I'm Mark Davis. And I walk into a meeting with Derek Carr. I say, Derek, we're not going to retain Rich Bisaccia. And Derek Carr is upset. But, I say, I am going to hire Sean Payton. They'd get over Rich really quick. You know, when Tebow was popular in Denver, won a playoff game, and everybody said, Tebow's leaving. Boo! We're getting Peyton Manning. Okay, I'm over it. You got to make a big move because Rich Bisaccia is really liked in that room by Max Crosby. He's really liked in that room by Derek Carr. You better go big if you don't give it to Rich. Nobody's going to lose any sleep over, we love Rich. He can stay on as a special teams coach if you want. Make him an advisor, but we're going to go Sean Payton. You obviously make that move. That's a no-brainer. It's like Tebow and Peyton Manning. They weren't going to go out and bring in an average quarterback to replace Tebow. He had created such an weird word for Colorado, but kind of an avalanche of support. You had to go big. Tim Tebow, like literally the second it was announced, Tebow was the invisible man. It was not even a factor. So Raiders makes a lot of sense to me. You got to get somebody that Derek Carr goes, okay, I'm good with it. And with those offensive pieces, really interesting.
Well, the Dallas and Raiders job makes the most sense because they both have a quarterback.
That's right. And he'll elevate both.
Right. He's leaving a situation where I'm sure he's looking at the Saints organization like we have no future here at the quarterback position. I mean, he's used to working with Drew Brees
right. And
going to what they have now, which isn't, you know, a dysfunctional situation, but it's been a rough, stressful year for him, which is clearly why he's stepping away. So assuming he wants to keep coaching, which is obviously a wild assumption, we don't know what his motivations are. Maybe he wants to take a year off and do media. Maybe he just wants to chill for a year and reset. Coaching is extremely stressful, so maybe it has something to do with that. Assuming he wants to coach, the Raiders' job makes the most sense. Cowboys sounds great, but is Jerry going to give Sean Payton the power that he needs to do what he did in New Orleans?
I'll give you this too. Amazon's now getting into the NFL business.
Yes.
Fox, CBS, ESPN, ABC. Sean Payton's agent has talked to every network.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he'll have work instantly. But I'm saying, like, Dallas should want to be in the Sean Payton sweepstakes if he's wanting to keep coaching. But I don't see Jerry doing that. If you look at the coaches that he's had since Jimmy Johnson, outside of Bill Parcells.
But, you know, it's interesting. Bill and Jimmy are very much viewed as personnel guys. Sean is one of the few successful coaches in the NFL. Andy Reid's the other. They're in that offensive meeting room. Like, Sean is in offensive meeting rooms. A lot of what there's a term in the NFL called walk-around guys.
Right.
Many of your great coaches in the NFL, Jimmy was a walk-around guy. If you ever watch NFL films, Jimmy's walking unit to unit. All right, guys, he's just tweaking. Jimmy was the great tweaker, but he was known as a personnel guy. Jimmy knew his personnel. That's his strength. Parcells' strength, personnel. Belichick's strength is not personnel. It's not. There's a lot of things Bill's great at. I don't think he's whiffed in a lot of draft picks. I don't love Belichick's eye for personnel. He's whiffed a lot. But I think Sean Payton, his genius is offense. Sean knows it. Sean leans into it. And Sean's smart enough to see the rest of the league and go, I can't win with these quarterbacks. And so I don't think Sean would go in and try to usurp Stephen Jones' power. I do not think so. I really don't. Now, that's my opinion. I'm going to make some calls today on this. But I think Sean would go in and just say, I got the offense. Dan Quinn, you stay with the defense. I coached against you. You know what you're doing. We were in the same division. You beat me sometimes. Atlanta and New Orleans have gone back and forth.
No, I mean, Dan Quinn and Sean Payton
would be, hello. You're talking home field.
Yeah, you can't do better than that.
God, football's great. Again, what did we just talk about in the last hour? Stories. This is a great story. Dak finally gets his kingmaker. Sean Payton biggest brand. I mean, it's, and I'll tell you something. Joy and I both talk about this all the time. I tend to be somebody, you know, I get bored sometimes after 7, 10 years, whatever, and I move, and it's just my personality, whatever. It's not that Sean Payton is bored with New Orleans, but he's really gone through a lot there.
Yeah.
Hurricane Katrina. There's been, New Orleans has dealt with some natural crises that are a lot, and they've handled them very well. But maybe it's just like, I feel like I've given everything I have to the franchise. I just want a deep breath, and I want to do over a little bit. I would totally get it. You can look up his age. I think he's like 57, 58, not old. So I don't think he's in his 60s. You know, and he's happily married. Maybe he's newly married. Maybe his wife's like, you know what? I want to be...
He's 58.
Okay. He's got minimum 10 years to coach. I think he's given everything to New Orleans. Everything. I think it's time. And I've said this before with Aaron Rodgers. I really believe this. I think Aaron will stay. But if Aaron had the right and he could move, you know, quarterbacks get trapped. He doesn't have a no veto, no trade clause. I think the Aaron Green Bay story is over. I think it's less interesting. I think Aaron needs a new start. But they're not going to trade him. And that's one thing I don't like about the NFL. Star quarterbacks can get trapped. And I wouldn't say Aaron is trapped in Green Bay because they're so well run. They're a very, very smart franchise. But I do feel like that Green Bay story is like, it's just time. Well, Sean Payton's just saying, I think personally, it's just time. Now, he's got 3 years left, and Aaron's got years left, and so you have to trade Sean Payton. So, and I do think, I really honestly think, for Sean Payton, it's time for something new. The Saints story, it's a lot. You got a Super Bowl. The Aaron story, it's a lot. But it's much harder to move Aaron than it is Sean Payton. He's just going to say, I'm just leaving and just do what you got to do. But I think it's time. I think it's the right move.
Well, it's also very hard to move on from a Hall of Fame quarterback. Like that's difficult to do. It's going to be, I mean, I think Tomlin is an amazing coach, but like the Steelers have to now reinvent themselves post Ben Roethlisberger. Bill Belichick is trying to do this post Tom Brady. It's not that their careers are over, but this is a new chapter, and it's extremely difficult.
I said after last year, the Cam year for Belichick, I said on the air, if I was Belichick, looking at the change of the league, I would have taken the Chargers job and had Justin Herbert. I do not think any of those college quarterbacks, like Mac Jones to me is... You have to overcome way too much. You have a deficit to Josh Allen twice a year. What if Miami gets Deshaun Watson? That's four times a year. You're not even close at quarterback. That's what Sean Payton's maybe doing. I said, if I was Belichick, and maybe he's too old to do this, I looked at the world, I would have said, Chargers had an opening. They got rid of Anthony Lynn. I would have said, and I trust Tom Telesco, the GM, to get pieces. I would have taken the Chargers job. I think Sean Payton's doing that. He's looking around the league going, okay, I'm watching Mahomes and Allen. I'm watching Burrow. Okay, I am out of the championship window with my current Saint quarterbacks. I'm 58. I'm not doing this, banging my head against the wall. I think Belichick's going to figure this out in about 2 years, and I think Sean Payton figured it out after one.
This also could change things for the Russell Wilson situation. We don't know if he's going to leave, obviously, but the Saints is one of the places that was on his list.
They're not.
They're not anymore.
Nope. So much fun. This stuff is so much fun.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
All right. Sean Payton is stepping down as coach of the Saints. Oh, yes. Delicious. Delicious. Peter Schrager, what a perfect day for Schrags to come in and join us live. Peter Schrager, Fox. Well, he's got a lot of options. I mean, can I just say that? I would say in terms of coaching, Dak Prescott, Dallas, Derek Carr, Raiders. I mean, not going to a place with a messy quarterback room because he's got that in New Orleans. Those feel like leaders in terms of if he stays as a coach. Am I wrong on that?
Yeah, and I've got a friend, Dietro, diehard Giants fan. He texts me, should I just pack up my car and drive to Metairie right now? I'll pick the guy up. Like, every fan base is going to want Sean Payton. A Cowboys fan texted me and said, I'll take Kevin James for a year if it means Payton next year. We'll wait. Like, this is the kind of name we're talking about as far as coaching and what he can do. Now, truth of the matter is, I'm not the Sean Payton guy at this network. Jay Glazer is. Glazer's had a relationship with Sean going back to the early 2000s, and those guys are as thick as thieves. And when Jay said week 18 on the Fox NFL Sunday show that, you know, there's a couple coaches out there who are pretty exhausted from the last 2 years with COVID and whatever thing it's been through for these teams, I started reading between the lines. And then on Monday, Jay was coming out and saying that retirement might be an option. That was that. Like, all right. And I think Gail Benson knew too, because she was asked yesterday at an event whether she thought, she's like, well, Sean's taking his time. And I'm like, okay, that's a really interesting response from the owner who's paying him about $15 million for the next several years to say Sean's taking his time on whether he wants to come back. Colin, options is the key word. This guy has a ton of leverage. He can do a lot of different things. He can take the year off, chill out in Cabo and kind of collect himself. He can explore these NFL jobs. We haven't had a single hire yet out of 8 other gigs. Or he could enter our world and go into broadcasting, where I think he'd be a home run day one, and like Jimmy Johnson was before him, like Bill Cowher was after him, and even Bruce Arians got a seat in CBS's booth when he said, I'm done with the Cardinals for 1 year. He was the number 3 crew, but there is always going to be a seat, and especially with new NFL partners at the table, for Sean Payton's input, insight, and personality on any of these networks.
Yeah, let's just be clear about this. Amazon's getting in the game. You know, there's other networks. Nobody, you know what? You find room for great people. You know, it's almost like when the Warriors won the championship and Kevin Durant calls, we'll figure it out. Let's bring in Kevin Durant. Sean Payton for any network, if Sean Payton's available, I don't care what network it is, you figure out a way to get him in-house. You'll figure out the particulars later. You pay him. That's a fascinating part. I would say this. He does have a house in Dallas. He's newly married. I theorize to Joy, Parcells and Jimmy Johnson are personnel guys. They really are brilliant at that. Sean is more Andy Reid, in my opinion. I want you to clarify this. Sean is in those offensive meeting rooms. That is where he hangs out. I could see him going to the Cowboys and saying, I'm not looking here to have a huge say in personnel. He gave it to Mickey Loomis and Jeff Ireland with the Saints. I could see the Dallas being a fit. Or is he more of a personnel guy than I think?
Mickey Loomis, Jeff Ireland, and Kai Hartley is the salary cap guy. And those are three of the smartest football scouts personnel. But Sean Payton's voice is still probably the loudest in that room. I'll tell you this. I have done sidelines for Saints games for 15 years. One of the greatest joys you have is to get into a production meeting with Sean Payton, because what those meetings are, and they're usually on a Friday, it's usually, hey, it's a cliche this, and yeah, we got to establish the run. Sean Payton will take the depth chart. He will go through all 53 guys on his roster. He will tell you exactly what they've done this week in practice, where they came from, a funny story about them, what happened last week, and why this player is going to play a role. He has been the most open and honest, but he knows the personnel inside and out as well. Now, whether or not he's one of those guys that needs control, I don't think that's the case. You see Mickey Loomis and Jeff Ireland getting mentioned all the time as the brain trust who put that roster together. But I will tell you this. He is great with the X's and O's. He is also great with the Jimmys and Joes. I think he would be a fantastic fit if a job was to be open alongside Jerry Jones, who, by the way, the story goes, I believe it was from a Peter King column, when Sean Payton maybe won the Super Bowl, it was Jerry Jones who bought him a bottle of champagne and congratulated him, and there was a whole hubbub about that. He lives in Dallas. He was there forever with Parcells. You know for sure that for years, Sean Payton's been rumored to the Dallas Cowboys. I just have not seen any news on them moving on from Mike McCarthy yet. And oh yeah, by the way, Dan Quinn has been interviewing for head coach jobs left and right as well.
This is interesting. Yeah, retire.
This is what we do, Colin. This is what we do. This is why we do this sport.
I'm gonna guess. It's TV 1. And coaching 2, and retirement 3. So I'm just going to guess that. It's going to be TV 1, coaching 2, retirement 3. put them in order in your opinion?
I would see it as a couple months off. Sean loves his Cabo. Then it might be TV, and then it might be jumping right into coaching. I think he needs it. From what everyone says, that this past year, and it's not because he's contracted coronavirus himself, which he has, I think it's looking at that roster and seeing that they were $40 million over the cap, and here comes one COVID case, then another, and then we're playing on Monday Night Football, and I've got Ian Book at quarterback, who's a nice kid, but like, how am I? It took a lot out of Sean. So the broadcast job, we do it. It's taxing. It is not coaching during a global pandemic. It is something different. They want your analysis, usually the pat on the back. These networks are going to treat them like gold. I could see that being a soft landing for a year, regroup, maybe 2 years, regroup. And then, like Jimmy did, if I want to go experience that Miami Dolphins second whip around, let's maybe explore that. I would think TV, and I don't know Sean nearly as well as many of our colleagues do, and I certainly have not had this conversation with him, but just knowing how darn good he is, how great a personality he is, and how smart he is, he might be offering things X's and O's that we have not seen yet on television. He's that good an X's and O's guy and that good of an offensive mind. I'd be fascinated to hear his thoughts, whether in the booth, in a studio, wherever. I think that's a soft landing spot where you can have Monday to Friday, relax, fly in Saturday, do the show Sunday, get back to the beach on Monday, and just be ready to go on Sunday.
All right. TV, you're going 2 months, you're going month retirement TV football. I'm going TV football retirement. Well, it depends on retirement. what is retirement?
We're playing... I don't know what retirement is. He's still a great coach who has a line of 20 teams that are going to want him. The truth is, though, like, here we are. This is a guy who's probably a peer of ours. I've covered him. You've met him a million times.
Oh, he's a brilliant
times.
Guy. Like,
brilliant here we are
guy.
Playing. We're playing chess with his personal and career life, but that's what this is when you have one of the best coaches in football stepping away from a job that he's had for 16 years. That's what it is.
Yeah. All right, Schrag, this is... By the way, when do you think we'll just get news? When will we get news? Because Aaron Rodgers said, I'm going to sit around, talk to these guys. Month, 2 months? I mean, free agency in March heats up. People are going to make calls. Gut feeling on when Aaron comes... I mean, Aaron's public these days. When's he come out and say, here's my decision?
The combine starts, I believe, March 2nd this year. That is when every NFL front office person is in town. They're all in together. All those talks begin happening there. What was interesting was last year, all that stuff came out from Schefter in April at the draft. The Niners, at the last second, might have been able to pull something off, but the Rams had already traded for Stafford. There was already a million deals already made about quarterbacks. I think it's in Aaron's best interest and to the Packers. Doing them right would be to tell them around March 2nd, March 3rd, hey, I'd rather you guys explore their options. If he drags this along all offseason again, I don't know how you can look at his relationship with the Packers in anything other than spiteful.
Yeah. Great seeing you, buddy. This is so much fun.
I love seeing you. This is it. Breaking news, dude.
All right, Peter Schrager. I'm getting texts. All right, Schrager, go do what you do, buddy. All right, my man. All right. Peter Schrager. Let me see. Hold on one second.
Well, you definitely can't share any of these sources. It's too
soon.
Hold
on 1 second. Okay. All right. Very interesting. So I will stand by this. TV is the first choice. NFL second. Retirement third. Now, what is retirement?
Well, I mean, I think retirement is
Is 6 months. If he says, excuse me.
That's just some time off. That's not retirement. So, retirement is like, I'm done. I'm not doing anything. I'm chilling. I'm hanging out with the grandkids.
Sean's just wired to. He's too smart and intent. Sean Payton would have about two pina coladas and be like, I'm done with it. I can't see Sean Payton going, you know, I'm just going to go read books. It's like Andy Reid.
Well,
it's not in them.
It's nothing. He's in the offseason.
He's 58.
Right? So, I mean, obviously, you know, you have the combine. You have things that are going on in the NFL offseason the head coach has to be part of that he's not going to. So some time away and retirement are two different things.
Some guys are just not retirement guys. Sean Payton doesn't sit around and golf.
No, I don't think he is going to retire. I agree with you. I think why would he retire? He can work for a couple months a year and make a ton of money in television.
And you know what? It's funny. Bill Walsh did some TV. It was pretty tepid. Parcells did it. He was fine. Montana was eh. Drew Brees, some think, is average. There are a handful of people that you look at. Like, I remember covering Charles Barkley as a player.
Yeah.
You knew Barkley would be a home run. I can just tell you right now, Draymond Green is going to be a home run when he retires. Like, Charles was a home run. Terry Bradshaw was just a big personality. You knew Terry Bradshaw was going to be a big hit on television. Some guys are just built for TV. You know, I've always said, I think Mike Tomlin on TV would be fantastic. Sean Payton, I would be shocked if he's not excellent. We work with Greg Olson. Greg Olson is so fast upstairs. When Greg Olson was bouncing around, I had discussions multiple times with the guys upstairs, and I'm like, pay whatever. You got to get Greg Olson in-house.
Yeah, he's great.
He's just fan. You just knew. Some guys you just know. Sean Payton could add so much to a broadcast, and I think he'd like it because he's got his legacy. He's got his money. He's got his...
He has nothing left to prove in the NFL.
Nothing to prove. And this, let me tell you something. This COVID stuff, it's hard. It's hard on everybody. It's hard on the players, the teams,
also, you
the
know,
league.
Sometimes things just start to become a little redundant, you know, and then when they become hard and redundant, you've been there 16 years. It's a very long time. You're doing the same thing. And then the challenge becomes not so much what you know, which is coaching, but it's COVID and it's more natural disasters, and it's you don't have a quarterback, and your Hall of Famer retires, and the guy that you know took a lot off your plate in Drew Brees is no longer there. It's a different job.
So crazy. All right, Joy with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herd Line News.
This NFL offseason is going to be spicy. Davante Adams will be a free agent this offseason.
Got to pay him. I want him back.
Yes, Matt LaFleur knows what an important part of the offense he is.
Obviously, he's done so much on the field, but I think it's still the stuff that you all don't get to see within the meeting room. I told him that, you know, he's definitely earned the respect of not only his teammates, but all of his coaches as well. And I think everybody in this organization, just his ability to compartmentalize just his own situation and go out there and compete at the level he did each and every week. He's the best receiver in the league.
He played under the franchise tag this year.
He's a good guy, too. I mean, he's like a real team guy.
Yes. 123 receptions at a career high, 1,553 yards receiving. It's also a career high, and had 11 touchdowns. Earned first-team All-Pro honors in each of the last two seasons and has reached 5 straight Pro Bowls.
You know what's cool about the NFL? Cooper Kupp went to Eastern Washington. Davante Adams went to Fresno State. Stephon Diggs went to Maryland. I mean, seriously, like, you don't have to go. Half of this league is undrafted. 3 of our best receivers, you didn't watch play college football. Like,
yeah.
And they're just stunning talents.
And somehow we're still discussing if a team should sign Antonio Brown. Look, he's going to get paid as he should get paid. He's one of the top receivers in the league.
He's a
massive part of that offense. Now, this is a different team without Aaron Rodgers. So
I love his highlights.
That's obviously, and he's talked about it. Like, he's somewhat tied to Aaron Rodgers' decision. Now, obviously, the Packers want to try and lock him up, regardless of what the situation is with Aaron Rodgers, because they want to retain him as well. So it's going to be an interesting balance act to find how they're going to keep Davante Adams, not knowing exactly what's going to go on with Aaron Rodgers. But Peter's right. Like, once the combine starts, those conversations are going to start being had at the highest level when everybody's around each other. It'll be in person, so it'll be back to the wheeling and dealing of combine times. But dragging this situation out, Aaron Rodgers doesn't really have the liberty to do that this time around. There's different stakes. It doesn't make sense. If he wants to leave Green Bay, he can't decide in August he wants to do that. Like, teams have salary caps. They have contracts. They make moves. They have the draft. They have free agency. Like, you have to know what your personnel is going to be. So I really think that this decision is going to be made much sooner than we all think when it comes to Aaron Rodgers, because it has to. So the Rams will be hosting the Niners in the NFC Championship game on Sunday. And it had been announced through Ticketmaster that public sales for the game would be restricted to residents of the greater Los Angeles area based on zip code. Well, a day later, that notice has been removed. The Rams said in a statement that the tickets for the game were sold out during a pre-sale over the weekend, which is why they lifted the restriction Ticketmaster said it was in place at the discretion of the Rams. They reportedly put this in place because during the regular season finale, the Niners had so many fans in the stands that the home team had to go on a silent count on offense. And Sean McVay told Rams fans yesterday to hold on to their tickets and not to sell them. So they're trying to maintain some sort of home field advantage. I know this is like probably funny to people around the league, but obviously, you know, the Rams are still relatively new back to Los Angeles, and the Niners have a huge fan base here in LA. Like, we're not that far from San Francisco. We're on the same coast, same state. There's a lot of Niners fans here. It's a very transient city to begin with, so there's fans from all over here. I mean, you saw the Steelers game. It was like impossible how many Steelers fans were at the Rams game.
Yeah.
So the Rams and Niners face off Sunday at 6 Eastern on Fox. They're hoping to have a big home crowd there, and they are currently favored by 3.5, according to Fox Bet. And the Rams can't beat the Niners. They've lost 6 times in a row.
I think it's going to be
a very close game.
Yeah, if you look at the Niners D-line and the Rams O-line, there's a reason these games are close. The Rams averaged 27 a game under McVay and 18 against the Niners.
San Francisco is extremely physical.
And it's just they disrupt McVay's brilliance. It's a mismatch in the trenches.
So Jake Paul has been training as an MMA fighter.
Yeah, this is interesting. I don't think these boxers understand MMA, and I don't think these MMA guys get boxing. We all think it's just an easy transition. If he goes up against an elite MMA guy, he's in big trouble.
Well, there's so many more ways you can lose in MMA.
They can kick you.
They can kick you.
If I had a superpower.
They can strangle you.
I always thought this.
They can put you in an arm hold, a leg hold.
If I had a superpower.
What's your superpower?
Well, I always told you I wouldn't want to be able to fly, because if anybody saw you, you'd become the weirdest human, and like, it would ruin your life. I don't want to be Invisible Man, because then you'd go into places you shouldn't and you'd hear and see things that would screw with your head.
Right.
Speed would be good, but we do have planes and trains, and I'm good with that. What if I was super kick guy?
Oh, what a terrible skill. What would you do with super kicks?
Okay, I want to be a soccer star. 500 mile an hour.
Oh, yeah,
I want to be a
weird
field goal
kicker.
You
don't want to fly, but you know, you don't think they'll figure out that you're a super kick guy?
I could be a UFC fighter and super kick guys. That's a superpower I want.
Terrible. There's so many options for superpowers, and that's what you choose?
It's never been done, and I think it's the next great Iron Man. Super kick guy.
Yeah, I definitely don't want to be super kick guy. I was working on kicks yesterday. Not that exciting.
All right.
I would definitely fly. That seems like the most useful superpower to have. Anyway, Khabib has extended an offer to help Jake Paul in his preparation and promotion, and Paul agreed to the partnership under the condition that his first fight be against Khabib, which seems like a terrible idea.
He's the best MMA fighter ever.
29 wins, no defeats.
And toyed with
most
guys. Do you know he bled once?
Yeah, it's almost impossible.
He got hurt. He got a little cut, like a Tom Brady cut in his lip, one time in all the MMA fights. He's the greatest MMA fighter ever.
Yeah, this is not a good idea. I watch these fights. I like entertainment.
Yeah.
It is entertainment. He's made a ton of money on it. I don't think that's a good idea. Now, training with Khabib is a great idea. But fighting him, I would not recommend, especially your first MMA fight. Still would watch. But super kicks, Colin?
What a superpower.
Like, what else are you going to do? Like, you're going to get like contracted out to break down houses with your super
leg? Let's say one of those Baker Mayfield fans came up and accosted me. I just, boom, kicking right back to Cleveland. It would be a superpower that nobody's ever had.
You don't think you could just, like, outsmart them with your wits?
Well, that I could do. But the thing about flying is, let's say I flew home today. I leave the herd Fox lot. And
right.
I say, hi, I'm going home, and I fly.
Yeah.
Okay, news vans would follow you home.
News vans aren't going to follow you for kicking someone from here to Cleveland?
I would do it very infrequently. But that power needs to be talked about.
You have not thought this through.
All right, Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Lie News.
You can tweet me on that if you don't. All right, hold on. You know what's so funny? I got to tell you a story. So I had... Oh, God, this is... Sometimes I tend to be somebody that takes a lot of lunches and dinners.
Mm-hmm.
Industry people. I just like to be in the news, right? Because my bosses are doing that. I can't have them having all the information.
Information is very important.
So I went to dinner with a...
important person.
First or second most powerful agent, sports agent. A big deal last week. And we talked about something in the Sean Payton space.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have lunch this afternoon right after the show with my buddy Mike Silver. Oh, good Lord. I'm getting, this is, woo, doggy. This is good. All right, I got to read spots and work on my superpower.
Yeah, you got to think that one through.
Probably should before I go on the air with it.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players, rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Manscaped currently offering a performance package 4.0. Grooming kits to start the new year, 20% off, free shipping. Go to manscaped.com, code HERD. All right, big story, breaking news today for the last hour. Sean Payton has stepped away as coach of the New Orleans Saints. I think it's time. I think as Joy talked about and Peter Schrager talked about, you put in, you know, you put in your decade plus time. Their quarterback room is a mess increasingly. Sean Payton's real smart. Every single NFC coach that won was an offensive coach, and most that won big this year have a star quarterback. San Francisco, the only exception, and Garoppolo's probably a little better than we think. I think Sean Payton knows the quarterback room's a mess. He's still under contract for 3 years, so a team would have to trade for him. Dallas would have to trade for him. If you think I'm being vague on this, there's probably reasons why I'm ever vague. I believe it's TV, football, and retirement. I don't want to go places yet without making calls, which I can't do in between my breaks here. But my feeling is you got every network would take him. Amazon's getting into this space. Come on. I mean, Al Michaels is 70, still sharp as a tack, and he doesn't want to quit broadcasting. If you think I'm going to step away and stop talking and 62 years old, you're out of your mind. Talk about what? Talk to my plants, my dogs? Sean Payton's 58. He's got 15 years with that brain of his to do stuff. Retirement to me, I don't even know what Sean Payton retirement looks like. Would he go to Cabo for a week? He'd be bored out of his mind. He's got a beautiful new wife. He'd be bored out of his mind after 10 days. This is not a guy that plays backgammon and hangs out. He's too smart to retire. He's got too much. Now, he may take consulting gigs for a year. I mean, now I could see this happening. I could see a network paying Sean Payton, here, we'll pay us $6 million a year to not take another broadcasting job. And then in a year, he comes into it. I could see that. That's happening currently right now. That's currently happening right now with a professional athlete in America that is being paid by a network to not take another job at another network. I happen to know the player. This person's really talented. He's being paid to not take another job with another network. That happens all the time. It's consulting fees. This happens in Hollywood where you buy a writer. You say, we're going to pay you $1 million to not work at the other studios. If you're a really good writer, it's $10 million. Just don't go to Netflix. Don't go to Hulu. We'll give you $10 million to sit on the beach and come up with projects. You don't have to give us anything, but don't go anywhere else. That's what talented people get. I can see Sean Payton. If that's retirement, that's different. That a network says, we want you. We don't have an opening. Here's some money to just don't go to the other places. I can see that.
Yeah, I mean, retirement is kind of a relative word at the age of 58. Now, he certainly made enough money to retire, but when we think of retirement, we think of you go to your retirement home and you get a couple dogs and a cat, and that your big thing for the day is going to the grocery store. Yeah, that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about not having a job as demanding as an NFL coach or as a full-time broadcaster.
I would tell you this: if I was if I owned a network that had NFL rights, I would absolutely call Sean Payton today and say, listen, I don't know what you're doing. I'm interested. If you want a year off, I'll find $5 million to not take another network job. I would do that tomorrow. No problem. If I was an owner in the NFL and I'm not sure this is legal, I could say with some certainty, probably 25 teams in the NFL, not the Chiefs, you know, not the Bills, not the Patriots, but a lot of them. If this was legal as an owner in the NFL, I would call Sean and say, I'll pay you $5 million to not take another job in football. And if you don't go to us or you retire, have the money.
Yeah, I don't know. That doesn't sound legal. Well, especially since he's still under contract with the Saints. Like, he's walking away. But, like, in order to for him to even work for another team in the NFL, there has to be a trade. So that would be more of a handshake deal, which I don't know is entirely necessary either. Because when you think about it, like, a job could change dramatically. Like, a good job with the Cowboys, who knows what could happen? It could not be a really good job next year. You don't know that. There's too many variables in each of these situations, but the world's his oyster. We know that. He has done a tremendous job. He's done an amazing career. Yeah. What he did in New Orleans was remarkable, and it's hard to move on from your Hall of Fame quarterback. It changes the situation.
TV football retirement. That's my order.
Yeah, I think he's going to enjoy himself in Cabo and relax for a little while, which he deserves.
Absolutely.
And then he can, you know, work 2 days a week for a couple months in the fall. Make a lot of money for it.
Not running your business on NetSuite's trying to sink a putt with a cap over your eyes. Get better visibility and control. Go to netsuite.com/herd. NetSuite by Oracle is the number one cloud financial system.
Well, well, well.
Don't you love when there's breaking news during the show?
Listen, I got journalism already engraved on my tombstone. This story was made for this show. You're talking about a couple of journalists right here? I pity other networks. Seriously. All right, so I got to make some calls. Speak for yourself around the corner. Live in L.A., it's The Herd.